$1.2 billion. That's how much the country will be able to access from the International Monetary Fund come November as a result of the government's strong economic reform programs. But don't worry, it's only there in the event the government needs it. That's why it's called a precautionary standby arrangement. This week, we are going for growth with the IMF. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Jamaica has met all quantitative performance criteria through to the end of June and all 21 structural benchmarks to date under the precautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund. A team from the IMF, led by Mission Chief Uma Ramakrishnan, conducted the fourth review under the arrangement from September 10 to 21. Among the benchmarks met are 7 on the macrofiscal side and 14 connected with public sector reform. The country's success is a result of the robust policy implementation under the government's economic reform program.
It may be noted that there are only 2 structural benchmarks remaining under the standby arrangement as at the commencement of the fourth review. The first of these is the tabling of the Bank of Jamaica Act in Parliament by October of 2018, which the government is on track to meet. And the second is ensuring that the cap on the stock of domestic arrears remains capped at $6.4 billion, which is measured on a monthly basis and which the government continues to meet.
Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark. The IMF Executive Board is scheduled to consider the fourth review in November. Upon approval, the amount available for drawdown by the government, if needed, would increase to approximately $1.2 billion. In the meantime, IMF Mission Chief Uma Ramakrishnan agrees that Jamaica's program implementation remains strong.
The primary surplus of the central government operations exceeded the program target by 0.7% of GDP, driven mainly by continued buoyant taxes. Capital expenditure, which has typically lagged in Jamaica, has exceeded budget by 13%, and non-borrowed reserves overperformed by about $400 million.
She says Jamaica's economic growth is projected to reach about 1.4% in the current fiscal year, supported by mining and construction, and is expected to increase to about 2% in the medium term. The country's macroeconomic indicators continue to show positive movement based on the performance of and outlook for domestic inflation, external accounts and official reserves, and market interest rates. Additionally, budget execution remains strong as the government's primary surplus has exceeded the budget as of the end of June.
Our focus remains to increase growth and resilience and raise the living standards for all Jamaicans while maintaining our public debt on a firm downward trajectory.
Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark. Meanwhile, Dr. Ramakrishnan says sustainably reducing the private sector wage bill is vital to achieving further growth. By reducing the wage bill, money can be saved towards social and growth-enhanced spending.
It is important to advance this difficult but critical reform. Leveraging the current window from the 4-year wage agreement will help prioritize government functions and institute a new compensation framework for public sector employees.
The Bank of Jamaica has also been charged to continue improving its monetary policy signaling and limiting foreign exchange interventions. If you don't already know, earlier this year, the government signaled its intention to table legislation to amend the BOJ Act to anchor monetary policy on price stability.
The government is far advanced in the preparation of the amendments to the BOJ Act for tabling in Parliament by the end of October of 2018. These amendments will clarify the mandate of the bank to be focused on price stability. It will enhance the autonomy of the central bank, improve its governance and accountability framework.
Dr. Ramakrishnan says Jamaica also stands to benefit from speeding up financial inclusion policies while taking financial stability risks into consideration.
Addressing domestic constraints to financial intermediation will support market deepening and further catalyze domestic investment.
IMF Mission Chief Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan. That's it for our program. Thanks for listening. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan. Join us next time when we'll again be going for growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.